This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The ADA and the AHA and the ACS, you know, American Cancer Society, they literally promote the very things that cause the diseases that they claim to be trying to fight.
The Health Ranger Report.
They actually give people advice that worsens their disease. It's unbelievable.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
You know why democracies ultimately fail? It's because the voters sooner or later figure out that they could keep voting themselves more and more benefits and handouts. And then the minute some politician or legislator like Rand Paul, let's say, tries to control government spending and have a sustainable long-term plan for the fiscal sanity of a country, he will be hit by the mainstream media with all kinds of claims of, oh, you're being cruel, you're taking away money from people, and all these scare stories and sad, sad stories of people who have had their home subsidies taken away, or their health care subsidies taken away, or their unemployment subsidies taken away, and it's so cruel. And those who vote for fiscal sanity are then they're slandered and defamed by the media, and they're told that they are, you know, cruel people who don't care about Americans. You see? So you can never cut government programs that offer spending benefits to the citizens, and the citizens want their handouts. They want their food stamps, you know, their EBT cards, right? They want their Obamacare subsidies so that they don't have to pay for the real cost of monopoly priced healthcare. They want their housing subsidies. They want their free Obama phones. They want all of this free stuff. And this is true not just among, let's say, low education people, but across high education people. People who are, you know, college graduate progressives living in a city, they think they're high IQ, they think they're sophisticated. They want their handouts too. And I mean, you go to Europe and you look at the pensions, you look at the holidays, look at what the workers get in the unions over there in places like Greece. No wonder Greece is financially imploding. You can't afford to pay for all the benefits that these people have voted themselves, and the government's bankrupt and things are going south. You look at states like Illinois, you have the same thing. Illinois pension program, it's imploding. People are not going to get the benefits that they think they gave themselves, you know, they voted to get, or they influenced their legislators in order to get. And, you know, the bottom line is that everybody in a society, even in a democracy, wants something for nothing. And you can only do that for a little while. Yeah, you can create money. You can live on debt. You can keep selling, you know, municipal bonds out of the city of Chicago for a while, or you can sell state bonds for a while. And then one day, you know what? It reaches its end point because no one's willing to buy them anymore, because the state is in such a state of bankruptcy and financial implosion that the faith in the ability of the state to pay back the bonds is basically collapsing. And so the state has to pay higher and higher promised interest rates to get more and more people to buy the bonds. And then those higher interest rates cause a compounding debt death spiral that ends in total collapse. That's where this democracy, the United States of America, well, it's really a republic. I'm using the term democracy in a generic sense, but that's where this is going to end. It's going to end in financial implosion. And this became yet again confirmed to me in looking at the legislators' activities on the repeal of Obamacare. Isn't it interesting that when Obama was president, that the establishment Republicans passed, I don't know, a dozen bills to repeal Obamacare? Like a dozen bills, and they sent them up to the White House knowing that they would be vetoed. See, that's how it was safe for them to do so. They knew it was going to be vetoed, so they didn't have a problem passing it then, because they knew Obama wouldn't go for it. But now, when you have Trump as president, and he would sign a repeal of Obamacare, all of a sudden, these All these Republican lawmakers, they don't want to pass a law that repeals Obamacare. Why is that? The answer is they're all terrified of being criticized by their voters, their constituents, who are going to lose the freebie handouts. And when people lose the freebie handouts from, you know, the big corrupt police state, the big government, the welfare state, when people lose those handouts, they get angry. They don't want small government. They want free stuff. That's it. That's all they really want. And so they're going to keep voting for whatever lawmakers promise more and more free stuff. And it's gotten so bad to the point where even Republicans today, who used to stand for small government, are now basically welfare statists. You look at most Republicans, the way they vote in voting for laws, they're all statists. They're all in favor of the welfare state. They won't make the cuts that are necessary for long-term financial solvency or sustainability of the national debt and government spending. They won't vote for it because there'd be too many people that lose their benefits and too many people angry and shouting and screaming about how they lost their benefits. And boy, you don't even think about touching Social Security. If you touch Social Security, you're going to have an army of senior citizens with pitchforks standing at your doorstep, screaming with the dentures in place about how you took their livelihood, you took their free healthcare, you took their retirement. And you know, and they do have a point. I'm not saying that they're wrong about all of those things. They worked, they contributed to Social Security. They're supposed to get some kind of payout according to that system, right? But the government stole the money. The government stole the money. And so the payouts, the money's not there. And at some point, you know, the money runs out because you can't keep selling endless debt forever. And so it all comes to a catastrophic crashing end and people get unruly. And this is how democracies fail. This is how it all ends. This is how societies rise and fall, especially fall in this case. When the freebies run out, people get very, very unhappy. And then there is revolution. And you know, when the government can no longer fund the food stamps, that's when it's really going to hit the fan in America. That's when you're going to see riots and chaos across every major U.S. city. When the food stamps cannot be refilled by the federal government, it's over at that point. The chaos becomes untenable. So that day is coming, and democracy will eventually fail as it exists here in the United States, sadly, because no one is acting like an adult. Very few people are acting like adults. Rand Paul is an adult. He's actually one of the few. And of course, he's outvoted by the infants in the Senate who just want to spend their way into total oblivion so they can keep getting reelected. The corruption is so deep, it's so far gone that this model cannot work for very much longer. The United States of America, well, I've predicted that President Trump may be the last president of the United States as it is structured today. So what I'm really anticipating here is a breakup, a secession, maybe new regional countries being formed, basically a decentralization of power from Washington, D.C. That's what's coming. And the running out of money is just part of it. So watch for all of that. Check out my website, collapse.news, to stay informed as all of this happens. And of course, my other website, newstarget.com, brings you daily headlines on all of this and much more. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.